American Samoa's best music mixes on 93KHJ. We want to welcome the First Lady of American Samoa in studio here with us. And I guess doing the introductions, we will have Fatima Lankildi, a special assistant in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Special assistant to the First Lady is Mrs. Daphne Fuimono.
You're a press officer, right?
Yeah, okay. I work up at the governor's office, and I'm here to bring our First Lady up here to talk about the initiatives that this beautiful, wonderful organization that she has started for our people. And
okay.
But anyway, good morning, John.
Hey,
good morning,
yeah.
American Samoa.
Daphne's in the building too, by the way. Yeah.
Good morning,
yeah,
John.
You know, everything looks so great this morning.
It does.
So we're here this morning, and I'm just going to give it to the First Lady, Lois Pula, to talk about this initiative, organization she has started for people of American Samoa, and it's just so wonderful.
All right. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
It's great to meet you, and thanks for making the trip in so early.
You bet. You bet. Happy to do it.
So these are some Christmas ornaments that you have put together. It looks like they're handmade.
They are.
Okay.
By volunteers.
All right. And is there a specific focus on the ornament that you want
to
share?
There is. Okay. There is. Thanks for asking. One of the things when I came to the island with the governor, I was concerned about not being busy.
Okay.
That did not come to fruition, but one of the things that we talked about was a platform. As First Lady, what did I want to do? I became acquainted with a young woman who had second stage breast cancer and didn't have the money to go off island. So when she finally got approved by Medicaid to go, she didn't have family there. She didn't have a place to stay. She didn't have anything that would help her along this road. So she didn't go. So she stayed on island, and I went to the governor and I said, I don't understand why there aren't funds for this. And he said, well, there are, but they're limited. This is what they offer. You know, we can take her over there. And so I thought, well, this is terrible. We need to figure a way to help everybody that needs to go off island. Living in D.C. for a long time, married to the governor for a very long time, the White House ornaments came out every year.
Right.
And they were beautiful. They still are beautiful. But they were a little more than I felt that we could handle on island, and I wanted it to be very Samoan. I wanted it to speak of American Samoa. And so we put together this little ornament with the help of a lot of people who gave their time and invested in us. And we're selling the ornaments. We are a 501c3 corporation, which means that every single dime that we get from selling these ornaments will go into a fund to help the people that go off island to get medical care. It will probably not pay for a plane ticket. It probably would not pay for a stay in a big hotel, but maybe it'll pay for a couple meals. And this is the first year. We will do this every year so that we can continue this this help. And it is just that. We are just trying to give a helping hand. I'm going to ask Daphne, she's my executive assistant, to talk a little bit about our name and how we came upon it, and let her take just a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, First Lady. I'm so excited to be here this morning. Thank you again, John.
Just so everybody knows, this is Brittany and Honey's mom, by the way, former Miss America.
Yes.
And Miss Tonga, too. Brittany was Miss Tonga, right?
Yes, she was.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm known as Brittany and Honey's mom, but my name is Daphne, so thank you, John. First Lady, we're so excited.
Okay.
You know, with the message, it just touches the heart. It's something small that we could do to help or give back to our people or the people within in American Samoa. And our 501c is called WOW. We are one. We had gone over the name so many times, and finally one day this just popped up. So we felt that.
What is it again?
We are one.
We are one. That's the name of it. Huh?
Yeah, it's
okay.
WOW.
WOW. All right.
Yeah. So we're so excited. The ornament is something that is so precious to the First Lady. Again, as she mentioned, it's something that we could do to help those that are in need. So $25 is something small.
That's how much it costs for an ornament.
Yes.
That's not bad at all. I'll take a
no,
couple.
It,
now, are they all the same ornament?
They're this is, all yes, exactly yeah. the same.
And it's the governor's mansion, which I didn't know was 1903 that thing
yes.
was built. Jeez,
yes.
that's 100.
You need that on your tree, John.
I think so. I'll take a couple of. But it's absolutely beautiful, and it's handmade. It's tied with what is this?
Raffia.
All right, is that from here?
Yes. Everything's
okay.
from here.
It's all okay. The
all
wood.
Locally.
Yeah. It's okay. It's beautiful. And I do not see any made in China signature. No, this looks like it is made right here in American
Samoa.
Samoa.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to buy one of these Christmas ornaments, mm-hmm. Miss First Lady, how would one go about obtaining these? Are they in stores or?
So there's a couple ways of doing it. The first would be we're going to try to set up a little office. You know, we don't have a lot of space right now because everybody's moving around
yeah.
while they redo the governor's dues. So we are going to try to set up a small office with the help of Fatima and have volunteers in there to sell them. We will also have something online. Is that correct,
yes.
Daphne?
We're trying to, our webpage, we're trying to get that up and going. In the meantime, you may have seen us sitting in front of the museum, or hopefully by next week, Saturday, we'll be in front of one of the stores. So just trying to, sell some.
Now, what if a store is listening to this and says, hey, I'll sell these ornaments there? Could they do like consignment and buy like 100 of them and then
yes.
they resell them or something?
That would
be wonderful.
We would love
sure.
that.
That would be great.
So how would we get a hold of you to do that?
782-7278. Uh-huh.
All right.
That's
a local cause. It's like the Rotary Club Christmas calendar, something like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly, on a much smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing is, John, the people of American Samoa have these big, beautiful giving hearts. And all we've done is corral a way to allow people to give to those who don't have right now. And we'll all be in that position sometime in our lives.
Mm.
So this is, we hope, kind of a leg up to get them through a tough time and let them know that we care about them, that we love
yes.
them, that we know that they're suffering and that we will help them every way we can.
Well, thank you for using your platform to kind of
you bet.
Help these people. Because, you got to go off island. Yeah. It's overwhelming enough as it is.
It is.
Yeah. A lot of times this is their first trip off island and it's, on the worst possible conditions. So I'm sure every little bit helps. How do you identify people that are eligible for this? Do you have a...
We will, yes. One of the things that, right now I think we have $1.99 in our savings account, so not much money right now, but
all right.
but we're just
well,
getting started.
Well, you got $26.99 because Joey just bought this ornament. He told me.
Of course he did.
Yeah, that's like, wonderful.
All right, you're starting small though, huh?
Yeah. We are, we
okay.
are. There's three of us pushing this through, and now Fatima, which makes four. We are starting small, and we'll just continue on step by step. Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
Sure. Yeah. Incremental.
Yeah. Incremental. Yeah,
yeah.
That's another good word for it.
Okay.
So we will push it and try to make it work. And I think people will like it. I think it's a beautiful ornament. The people that have done so much for us. Who was it that...
We'd like to highlight Jaylen T.
Okay.
Billy Young. For helping us with our ornaments.
He's great, yeah.
He sponsored
He's
us.
The guy that does all the raffle
yes.
tickets and everything. And yeah, he's amazing. Okay.
And Heart of Gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's
yes.
the calendar guy too. So
yeah. Oh, see, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I think this is great. And I just want to tell you too, since I have you in studio, I think the governor's doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I know he's running into a bunch of adversity right
he
now.
Is.
But he was elected to be the change agent,
exactly.
and he's bringing about the change. And I think, like I said, he's got all these, a lot of headwinds against him. And
yes.
I think, and then for you to come in and, take this initiative, I haven't seen a first lady in like 20 years. Mary Antonia Tulafono was the last one that came in here. And that was
really?
A long time ago. yeah. So for somebody to, use their platform like you are to help the less fortunate, I think that speaks volumes. So I got goosebumps
you.
Here talking about it.
Thank
you.
The governor and I do a lot of praying, as you might guess.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we meet, that's our time, because once he's out the door, I lose him.
Okay.
until everybody else is done, then he comes home. So, we pray every day that that we will do what the Samoan people need. This is not a vacation for us. Mm-hmm. We really want to come and effect positive change for the island.
Yes. All right. Well,
that's our goal.
I think you're doing a great job. And
Thank you.
This also, you know, just, you know, that's what the Christmas is about. It's not about getting, it's about giving. And
that's right.
Absolutely right.
All right.
Okay. It's so wonderful, John, because First Lady Lois has a big heart. I'm not just saying this because she's here, mm-hmm. but I've met her and talked to her, and I've seen how she get together with our people. Even when she's walking somewhere, she's always going up and shaking hands with the ladies and the children and everything. And coming up with this is just so wonderful, because this is what she wants to do for the people of American Samoa, to try and help whatever she can to help them. And this is just so wonderful coming up with this. Because as you know, times now are so hard, and you know, financially and everything, and you know, we need to help each other. And like she said, it all comes from above, from our Lord Jesus Christ, who just takes care of us and then fills up with the Holy Spirit to give us good ideas. Mm-hmm. So when they approached me, I said, let's go out. Let's go out and do it.
Yes.
Let's do it. I'll call KHJ, I'll talk to John, I'll message him and everything, all the other. So that's what we're doing, John, is just to try to do something extra, extra good for our people. And it all comes from the heart. You have a good heart and everything, nothing will go wrong.
Right.
Everybody mm-hmm. will come together and help. So thank you so much for
yes.
letting us come to
thank
see
you.
Sure. And please
so
come
much.
See us again. Let
yeah,
us know
will,
how it's
anytime
going.
Anytime
yeah.
you want. You
Any platform that you are, we are. We are a friend of you and your husband. Please
thank
consider
you.
Us
thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you so
right.
much.
Thank you.
Okay. Daphne? Please say hi to your girls.
Thank
and,
you, I will.
Fatima, who was a Miss American Samoa at one
oh,
time,
that
too.
Long time.
Oh,
was
it,
okay.
It was 96 or 97?
Secrets 69 come out.
To 70.
Oh, goodness.
So don't even ask the year again, John, okay?
It was close. I had the...
Everybody would say, hey, yeah, you're the former Miss American Samoa. Yeah, stop right there.
I had the century right, at least. But, all right. Well, thank you.
Thank
and,
you so much.
First Lady Lois Pula, thank you so much. And
have a great
if
day.
If we don't see you, Merry Christmas.
And to you. Oh, you'll
oh,
see
we'll
me.
Be back.
All right. Okay. Okay. Good deal. All right. 93KHJ continues after this. Stand by.